Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. And now, play ball. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a pop-up towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Kiner is chasing the ball. Mays rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin takes first base on ball four. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Irvin. The throw from Tap and he is safe. Irvin steals second. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Irvin scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn strikes out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is called out on strikes. One out. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-1 in the game. Talbot strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Dark reaches second base with a double. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Dark scores. It's 4-0, Giants. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Lockman scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Tap and he is out, Baker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Williams fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hearn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bilko moves to second. Hal Rice pinch hits for Bob Rush. Hal Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-2 in the game. Talbot hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bilko scores. There goes Tapp trying to get to second. Mueller throws the ball into Williams, who tags Tapp for the out. It's 5-1, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Cole now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Dark goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Westrum strikes out. 1 out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Williams reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 2 in the game. Bilko takes first base on ball 4. Sauer moves to second. Frank Baumholtz pinch hits for LTAP. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark misplays the ball. That's an error on Dark. Sauer moves to third. Bilko moves to second. Joe Garagiola pinch hits for Dave Cole. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garagiola for the out. Sauer scores. Bilko moves to third. Baumholtz moves to second. One out. It's 6-2, Giants. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Talbot hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Joe Garagiola now catching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs too. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Westrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Irvin moves to second. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Garagiola for a passed ball. Irvin moves to third. Westrum moves to second. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bilko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Serena pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena strikes out. Two outs. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garagiola takes first base on ball 4. Warren Hacker pinch runs for Joe Garagiola. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Talbot hits a pop-up into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.